There's a new drug that has been approved for people who suffer from migraines. The drug from Amgen, and will be about $6,900 a year for people who want to take it. It's called Aimovig, pronounced, I think, A-I-M-O-V-I-G. We'll get the full pronunciation perhaps from Dr. Timothy Smith, our first guest this morning. He's the vice president at the National Headache Foundation. Dr. Smith, good morning and welcome to the Opening Bell.
Good morning, Steve. Thanks for having me.
Do you know how to pronounce this new drug? It's not on my list of
Yeah, I think you got it pretty close. It's Aimovig.
Aimovig. So this is one of the first real drugs for migraines in a while, isn't it?
It's actually, in the United States, it's the first ever preventive migraine drug that is solely for the prevention of migraine. Everything else we have was initially invented for something else, for like controlling seizures and things like that, and then was subsequently found to have partial benefit for migraine prevention. So this is the first true migraine preventive medication in its class, and there'll be other drugs to follow into the new year.
You know, along with the news that this drug was out there and perhaps working was the price tag for it. I mentioned that Amgen was going to charge about $6,900 a year for the drug. That seems to be a high price to pay, but perhaps it's not for people who suffer from migraines.
Well, it's open to debate. It sounds like a high price tag. It's actually that they surprised me that they actually came in a little lower than some industry experts were projecting. So $540 a month, and they're going to have, I understand, the pharmaceutical company is going to launch a copay program or something that will save people who qualify a lot of money off of that. And they're saying that some patients will pay as little as $5 a month if they qualify for the program. So there'll be an assistance program as well. So, and we think there'll be pretty good insurance coverage of it as well.
Your organization, I'm guessing through your organization, you see a lot of people who suffer from headaches from one reason or another. Talk to us about the significance of these cases, the rates of people who have debilitating headaches. What's the scene like?
It's not many people know it, but migraine affects about 35 million Americans. And it is the number one cause of disability amongst all neurologic disorders. And that's pretty shocking as well. But I think the thing is that it strikes people in the prime of their life. They're working in child-raising years and causes a lot of missed family time, a lot of missed work, and a lot of less than optimal work. People go to work, suffering from migraine. And their performance is down, and there are billions of dollars lost in productivity in this country every year because of migraine. So it's kind of the silent cause of disability. It sort of flies under the radar screen, and people suffer in silence, and patients are stigmatized. And, you know, that's one thing that the National Headache Foundation is working on is education programming so people can understand, you know, the scope and nature of the problem a lot better, you know, for migraine, for cluster headache, for post-traumatic headache, all kinds of headache disorders.
Dr. Smith, for those of us who don't suffer from these migraines, these severe headaches, what is the pain like?
Right, Steve. So could you imagine having recurrent bouts of severe, crushing, throbbing headache pain that worsens with any movement? Is also associated with extreme light and noise sensitivity, nausea and vomiting, and sometimes vision disturbance, cognitive impairment or disturbed thinking. It can really mess up your life, and it goes on for 72 hours at a stretch for a lot of people, and it just keeps coming back. And some people have multiple attacks every month. It's quite a disheartening and discouraging medical disorder to have.
We were talking about this drug that has just been approved, but is this do people who suffer from these headaches, do they find any relief with the common things that we think help headaches, like aspirin or Tylenol or anything like that?
There are some who are able to get some partial relief from over-the-counter medications. We do have acute, what we call abortive therapies, class of drugs called the triptans, which work quite well to turn migraines off when they start. Where we've been lacking is in the preventive arena, so medicines that you can take regularly to keep migraine attacks from coming on in the first place. We have some approved, some FDA approved agents out there that we use, but they are, they tend to have side effects and they tend to not work optimally. And many people can get some relief if they have a physician that will work with them carefully to try to find the right dose and the right combination of medications that they can tolerate and stay on. But it's been hard. There was one study that came out recently that showed that somewhere between 60 and 90% of patients who've been prescribed one of the previously available or currently available other migraine medications are not on that medication in a year's time. They either lapse because they can't tolerate the side effects, or it doesn't work, or they don't like it for other reasons, but whatever the combination of things that happens, people don't tend to stay on those medications very well, and they don't get lasting relief. We're hoping that the new class of drugs will do a much better job than that and be essentially side effect free.
We're on with Dr. Timothy Smith this morning. He's the vice president at the National Headache Foundation, based here in Chicago. Dr. Smith, we're talking about Migraine and Headache Awareness Month. What is the message that your foundation wants to get across to folks?
So our big message is a message mostly to migraine sufferers at this time who are suffering in silence. And the name of our campaign is You Are Not Alone. And we said a few minutes ago that migraine sufferers tend to suffer in silence. And they've been sort of stigmatized and feel sort of marginalized and they feel alone in their lives, don't feel like they can talk to even their physicians about their problems because they're so misunderstood. And we're trying to change all that. And we want to let people know that, their stories need to be heard, and we need to elevate the conversation and build community for people who suffer from migraine.
And people can do that at headachestory.com. Is that right?
That's right. So that's our new sort of, they call it a micro site. It's a sub website of our web presence. And this is a platform that patients can log directly into, headachestory.com. And they can leave their story, they can type it in, leave words, or they can do a short video sort of presentation, and they can tell their stories, and they can read and view other people's stories on there. There are already several that are on there. Even though the Headache Awareness Month doesn't begin until June 1st, but there's never a bad time to talk about this and try to elevate, some awareness on it.
You mentioned earlier that there's an economic impact, negative economic impact to the country because of this, in addition to the debilitating nature of this. Why hasn't this been more, do you think, front and center for everybody to talk about and try to fix?
I think it's been so misunderstood, and I think one of the big problems is that everybody, almost everyone, 95% of the population has some kind of headache in their life. It's usually, for most people, it's kind of a mild tension headache that, will just get better if they just relax or change their, activities or something like that, or at worst, maybe take a Tylenol or something. And for someone to have a more debilitating headache that they can't get over, I think patients with migraines hear people say, just a headache, what's your problem? Can't you get over this, and that sort of thing. And it's not that simple for migraine sufferers. And what they do is they get this conditioned response to sort of take it underground, It's sort of like, people don't understand. I get sort of ostracized for it. I get picked on at work or my family or my friends or whatever don't understand my plight. And so they just stop talking about it. And so it kind of winds up, sort of flying under the radar screen, and people are not aware. And it's I think we need to enter into a time where people can understand this better, and we can advocate for better policies on access to medications. We can advocate for better education programming for people and better research to help understand the reasons why this happens.
Dr. Smith, we appreciate you being with us this morning, and all the best to you and the Headache Foundation.
Thank you for having me on. I've enjoyed it.
Dr. Timothy Smith, the Vice President at the National Headache Foundation, based here in Chicago. Migraine and Headache Awareness Month starts June 1st. You can find out more about the foundation at headaches.org and tell your story, headachestory.com, for Migraine and Headache Awareness Month.